Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Danny Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifest more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, ladies. So today I want to ask you, will your conviction to your desires stand when things get tough? So I really want to dive into the strength of your conviction to your desires and whether your commitment to your goals can withstand the daily challenges that you are inevitably going to come up against in pursuit of your dreams. So just to give this a bit of context then, I was connecting with one of our students in the Click Academy, which is our coach certification program, not so long ago. And one of the questions that I asked her was, how much money do you want to make as a coach? Now, I like to ask this type of question kind of off the cuff, just kind of throw it in there in the middle of a conversation, because I always find that when it is spontaneous, I find that the reaction to this question quite fascinating when somebody isn't expecting to be asked this type of question. So you're kind of putting, I was kind of putting my client on the spot here a bit. And how she responded was, it was almost a bit panicked in her response. So her answer was, well, I would like to just make enough money to leave my full-time job, you know, so I can take my business full-time. And then I questioned her on this. I said, well, you know, is that all? And she said, well, you know, obviously I'd like to make more. I want to eventually have six figures, but you know, right now I want to be able to leave my job. Now, what was really interesting was that this same student, just perhaps a few weeks earlier, had told me how committed she was to making 10K a month, how committed she was to that six figure vision. Okay, she was so passionate about this goal. You know, she had made it clear that this was a non-negotiable. And in that excitement of starting something new, and I see this, by the way, I see this happen a lot, in this excitement of starting something new, such as a new business, in that eagerness of leaping into her dreams of becoming a coach, vocalizing those big goals, it felt really good. Okay, and that's natural, right? When your heart is open, when you're feeling high vibe, when you're creating your vision board or you're journaling, you know, it's far easier to dream big. The challenge is when you are then faced with adversity, which is going to be inevitable. You're always going to have setbacks along the way. Will your dreams withstand the hurdles, the failures, the setbacks? Are you able to stay committed to your big vision, even when your current reality is providing you with evidence to the contrary? So it's one thing to dream big when you feel like you've got everything to play for. It's another thing to be asked about your dreams when you are in the trenches of your business, doing the work, faced with all of these challenges. And so often I see women begin to retract on their initial dreams because the challenges that they're facing along the way are making them question everything, themselves, their business, what is possible for them. They will set themselves these big dreams and make these big dreams a non-negotiable in the beginning, only to then backtrack when things get tough. Now, there is a danger in this, the danger of this, the danger of going back on your desires, the danger of settling, because this is essentially what it's about, settling on your desires, is that your desires are what keep you moving in that forward momentum. You want to think of your desires as your fuel. And the bigger your desires, the more fuel you have. Without those big, compelling desires, your momentum can start to dwindle. So if you're already a business owner, think about what prompted you to take action in the first place. chances are it was because you had a really strong desire for something more, something big, something hugely exciting. When we have a burning desire for something, we are much more motivated to take action. Our desires light a fire within us that inspires us to step up. But when we experience challenges, those challenges can start to extinguish that flame. We become discouraged and we start to think, oh, you know what? Maybe I set that bar too high. Maybe I was dreaming too big. Maybe, you know, I've set my goals far too high. We then begin to convince ourselves that we would be okay with less. Well, you know what? I've got this goal, but I'm going to be okay with less. And we do this because we've started to question whether our initial goal is doable. We begin to settle. But here's something that's really interesting. When we lower our desires, we lower our potential too. When we say, this is enough for me, we subconsciously create an upper limit on what we are able to achieve, earn, or create. Settling says to the universe, I'm not really that bothered about more. Now, there is a difference. There's a difference between being okay with what you have right now while still committed to your bigger dreams. That is okay. You can be fine and at peace with where you're at whilst still having that commitment to your bigger dreams. There's a difference between that and settling. Settling is not okay. And I want you to remind you actually here that there is no shame in setting a big goal and missing. Okay, sometimes people worry too much about, well, what if I have this goal and I miss it? You know, I fail first time round. There is no shame in that. I would much rather see the women that I work with set big goals and miss them completely rather than settling for less than what they truly desire. Because settling creates a totally different kind of energy. When you're in that energy of settling, I'll be happy with that, that's good enough. This creates an energy that I feel is very similar to the energy of giving up. When we lower the bar, we've already taken ourselves out of the game because we don't come into our business with the same level of motivation and determination. When your dreams are big, there is no choice but to step up and go all in because you've got these really big dreams. You have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to take big, scary, massive action. But when your dreams are smaller, when you lower the bar, when you settle, you can actually let yourself off the hook for a lot of that stuff. You don't need to show up as much. You don't need to get up early, work late, sacrifice. You don't need to take that big scary action because your dreams don't require as much. You've settled, you've set the bar a lot lower. But all of that stuff, getting out of the comfort zone, the resilience, the determination, the big scary massive action, all of that stuff is so important. The scary stuff, the things that feel risky, the things that come with the fear of judgment, it's doing those things that are also going to shape you into the woman you need to become to get you to where you want to be. It's those things that you do that provide the biggest opportunities for growth. So what you're doing when you lower the bar is you are delaying that transformation. You are prohibiting yourself from having that transformation. You are denying yourself the opportunity for that transformation because you've lowered the bar. And that transformation is so integral to your desires. Okay? A conviction to your big dreams means that you are going to keep doing the stuff that you need to do. Face those challenges head on and experience the breakthroughs that you will then have off the back of those challenges. Remember, those challenges are important. That growth doesn't come from things being easy. Growth comes in our biggest times of adversity. When you lower the bar, you make the challenge easier, and therefore there is less room for you to grow. And what is also really interesting is because settling is so comfortable, it's very easy for settling to then become our default. Okay, once we do it once and we realize, okay, settling is actually a lot more comfortable. It feels a lot easier. It's very quick for settling that to become our default way of being. You start to settle in one area of your life, and that energy then starts to filter through into others as well. I actually saw this happen. It was with a client of mine who, when we started to work together, she had begun to experience the energy of settling within her business. So she started to find herself lacking the motivation she once had, and she had lost sight in some of the bigger goals she'd initially had when she first started out. And we ended up talking about this energy of settling, right? And we got into a conversation about her relationships. And what we realized was that she was experiencing herself lowering her standards in relationships. So she had started to doubt whether her soulmate, the one, was out there for her. And so she'd recently found herself starting a relationship with somebody who she knew wasn't right. She knew wasn't right for her. But rather than staying committed to finding her soulmate, she decided to settle. Okay? And then we began to explore how this was also playing out in her business. She had started to settle on good enough, just as in her relationships, she'd also carried that energy over into her business. So remember, this energy of settling, it's contagious. So her fire for her business had also begun to dwindle. And here's the reminder. When things get tough, when you are presented with evidence to the contrary, evidence that contradicts your desires, it's not the time to lower your desires. It is the time to double down on them. So it's really important you notice when you're starting to question your desires and you take action to strengthen those desires rather than lowering them. So how do we do this then? How do we strengthen strengthen that fuel we have for our desires, that fire within us? How do we do this? Well, firstly, one of my favorite practices for strengthening my desires is to road test my desires. And I've spoken about this on many circumstances, many situations, because I really think it's something simple that everybody has access to, and we can all go out and we can do this today. How can you physically experience what you want right now, even if it's not a part of your current reality? Because when you do that, when you physically experience something, you are basically, from my experience, I have really been able to strengthen my desire. The intensity of my desire becomes magnified. So one example of this, one of my desires when I was just starting out in my business, I love traveling. I absolutely love travel. It's something that just makes me feel so joyful to experience new countries and new cultures. And I've done a lot of traveling over my life, but I'd stayed in a lot of hostels when I was on my gap year. I'd never really had this experience of high-end luxury travel, and I wanted to have that experience. So to road test this desire, when I was living in London, I would go to these amazing hotels. You know, you can just walk into these hotels, right? So I would just walk into the lobby. And as I'd walk in, I just imagine I was just about to go in and check in. And just even being in that space helped me connect with the feeling that desire was already mine. I'd also maybe just, you know, go and get a coffee at the hotel restaurant, imagining that I was staying there. I did the same with manifesting my car as well. I actually physically road tested my car before it became mine. So I knew how the leather seats felt. I knew how smooth the drive was. So road testing your dream life, your dreams, in order to intensify them. When you're that connected, when you've got that much of a strong connection to your desires, your conviction to that desire is going to be stronger even when the going gets tough. And I think secondly, and I think this is really, really important, you have to have a part of your dreams that is far bigger than just you. So sometimes our own wants and desires and dreams are easy to fall back on. But when our dreams are much bigger than our own wants and desires, when our mission becomes about the impact that we can have on others, We know that we can't let our own fears, doubts, insecurities get in the way of that. When we connect with a purpose that is bigger than just the materialistic stuff, you know, the money, the house, the car, the holidays, we take our ego out of the equation. So the ego says, what am I getting out of this? Okay? But when we silence the ego, it becomes, what does the world need? What do other people need? And this ego, this is the ego that's going to be kicking in when it wants to protect us. The ego is there to keep us safe. So when we're talking about lowering our desires to avoid the pain of failure, that is our ego talking. But when we detach from the ego by making our mission not about us, but something far bigger than just us, then the ego will not creep in when it comes to those times of adversity. When we've taken our ego out of the equation, and so there's nothing to distract us then from our bigger vision. So if your dreams are about stuff alone, you have to find something bigger to fuel you. And it's not to say that, you know, you can't have materialistic things. Have them as part of your dreams, have them as part of your desires, but you're going to need to find something bigger to fuel you, something that isn't connected to your ego, something that is much more about what you can get out of it. It's about what others can get. You know, what is going to be your contribution? And this contribution, it doesn't always have to be a contribution on a global scale. So your contribution, it might be to your family. What do my family need? How can I serve my family? It may be to your local community. Whatever your mission is to keep you in the game, it needs to be more than just about you. Okay? So I hope that served as a powerful reminder today. You have to stay committed to your desires, even in those times of adversity. That's when your desires, that's when you need to strengthen them, rather than lowering your standards. And you can do that by going out, road testing, getting really intentional about what you want and allowing yourself to experience it now. Experience the pleasure of your desires right now, as in as much detail as possible. And remember that your desires, it's only partly about you. Your desires have to be about something bigger than you. Your bigger vision needs to be more than just about you. Okay? That's going to be the thing that keeps you in the game. When you take your ego out of it and make this about so much more about just you and what you want. So I hope that's giving you a lot of food for thought for today. And I will look forward to connecting with you all again very, very soon. If you are wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu.